Letter from Henry Kampfhefner to Douglas Haskell, dated October 24, 1955. Dear Douglas, your essay on architecture in America, the men and methods that influence it, is a clear and forthright statement of several of the elements that produce good architecture in America today. It is true, of course, that most good architecture is the joint product of the gifted architect and the enlightened client who touch the industry of building. From where, then, do these gifted architects come? In no profession other than architecture, with perhaps the exception of medicine, do so few talented men rise to significant achievement without the background of formal collegiate training. The first modern school of architecture was established in America less than two decades ago, and in the few years since that time, the flow of talent to produce the creative leadership for architecture in the building industry has multiplied. The massive schools, however, are not doing their part in keeping pace with the changing customs and the new technologies. In the past 10 years, more than a score of schools of architecture have had the opportunity to rebuild curriculum and faculty from the top down to a more intelligent and vital architectural leadership. Less than a handful have met the challenge and provided architecture with a dynamic program under imaginative and competent men. Today, too few good men are accepting the challenge of teaching, preferring instead the more obvious excitement of actual building. Not enough good men have looked at teaching as Walter Gropius did for so many years, and equally contributed creatively to the classroom, the drafting room, and on the building project. Then, too, the major source of competent men teaching today for the major schools seems to be the safe and unimaginative source, from the schools with lesser financial backing. Also, where a few good men have been attracted into teaching, they have been hounded out again by an entrenched and solid core of the architectural cult of educational mediocrity. The schools of architecture have been and continue to be the primary source of men into architecture. They must do more than they are doing today to bring to the mass of building a more significant, even a more useful level.
The question of which one of these theories